Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake said a change at the top of the police department was needed to get the focus back on fighting crime in the city. That's why she removed Police Commissioner Anthony Batts yesterday. WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports the termination took place hours after the city's police union issued a scathing report on his conduct during riots this past April.
Mayor Rawlings-Blake said Batts served with distinction in the 3 years he was the city's top cop.
Through a broad range of initiatives, he helped modernize our police force. He helped put more cops on the streets during peak periods of crime. And he brought more transparency and accountability to policing in Baltimore City.
The mayor hired Batts based on his record of reforming police departments in California. She recently reiterated her support of him. But at an afternoon press conference yesterday, Rawlings-Blake said Batts had become too much of a distraction.
The focus has been too much on the leadership of the department and not enough on the crime fight.
Crime has spiked since six officers were charged in the death of Freddie Gray, who died from a severe spinal injury while in police custody in April. Hours before Batts was fired, the city's police union issued a scathing report on the department's handling of riots in the wake of Gray's death. The report said Batts and commanders adopted a passive stance that led to destruction of property and injuries to more than 200 officers over the course of 2 days of unrest and riots. Despite the critical report, FOP President Gene Ryan stopped short of calling for Batts' resignation, wanting him to step up and not step down.
This isn't a recommendation for him to leave. This is a recommendation for improvement.
But others did call for Batts' resignation. City Council Vice President Ed Reisinger was among the first to do so. He welcomed the news of Batts' termination.
I feel great. I feel great for the citizens of Baltimore because I think it's way overdue.
Reisinger said the last straw for him was reading an op-ed in the Baltimore Sun from a citizen who could not report a crime at a police station because it was closed.
The police stations is a sanctuary. It's a place that something happens, you go there. And it's not a restaurant. It's not a bank with banking hours. You know what I mean? They should be open 24/7.
After the op-ed, all stations were ordered to remain open 24/7. Councilman Carl Stokes said he understood the mayor's decision to fire Batts.
Maybe that's because after waiting for weeks of a matter that we saw that the commissioner no longer had the support or the confidence of the rank and file, that she felt that she had to make the decision and cut the tie.
The mayor's office said Batts will receive a $190,000 severance plus compensation for any time off accrued. Deputy Commissioner Kevin Davis will replace Batts as interim commissioner. Before joining the Baltimore Police Department, Davis was Anne Arundel County's police chief. He instantly extended an olive branch to the rank and file.
My message to the rank and file is that I will walk with them, I will serve with them, and I intend to be with them every step of the way as we focus on the crime fight and focus on our relationships.
Davis called Batts a friend, mentor, and a true police reformer. He added what he learned from his predecessor will help him run the department going forward. I'm Kenneth Burns from City Hall for 88.1 WIPR.